One pervades on the mountains, one pervades on the sea, one pervades made the sun and the moon, every bird, every flower, every tree. One pervades on the valleys, the ocean, the rivers, and the sand. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. One pair of hands heal the sick. One pair of hands raise the dead. One pair of hands calm the raging storm. And thousands of people were fed. One pair of hands said, I love you. And those hands were nailed to a tree. Those hands are so strong, so when life goes wrong, put your faith into one pair of hands. Those hands are so strong, so when
everybody, Pastor Buddy joining you live tonight around the world on the transmitting Joel of the South, WWCR 5890. Glad to have you in here on your radio dial, on your computer downloads, or wherever you are tuning in, the Shepherd's Call with Pastor Buddy. Got a great one for you called Twinning. Now, I don't know if you understand where I'm coming from, but the knowledge box is basically what our theme is going to be, and we're going to use it as a gestalt to build an understanding of conception, or pregnancy, or sperm, if you will, of the thought process of the carnal and the spiritual. Now, the Bible says itself, to be carnally minded is death. To be spiritually minded is life and peace. Now, I hope and trust tonight that your understanding will become fruitful with the understanding of the spiritual. I know that physically speaking, if we can compare the natural things to incorporate some seed for thought from the word twinning, you could come out of your spiritual gate, or you could leave the carnal understanding of the physical mind, going into a spiritual revelation of conception, and that you could become impregnated with the master seed or the spiritual seed, and we could discern what seed you are. Now, I know that the question is, what do you mean by twinning, Pastor Buddy? Well, in recent years, the medical world has made a startling discovery and a reproductive phenomenon known as twinning. Now, it's also a spinoff of the word telegamy. That means impression of original bearing the fruits of the first production. Now, there's an inward man, as I have declared unto you, and there's an outward man. And as we've done made quite clear, that to be carnally minded is death. So as long as you are carnally minded, if you never meet someone that's able to kill you, to slay you, to leave you laying on the altar of sacrifice. Now, it speaks about the man that bears not the sword in vain. That's a man that would spiritually kill you when he encounters you on the spiritual planes of your understanding. Now, you've got to raise to a level of comprehension beyond physical. Now, the five senses, which is your opposer, and that is the tree of understanding of good and evil. You have the ability, if you will, to think positive or to think negative. Now, when you would do good, evil is always present. The yin and the yang of the surrounding vibrations that appear to you that comes from an electrical box. Everything is electric in this physical world and dimensional comprehensions. And the understanding of the arc. Now remember, it takes a connection of this twinning, and then it becomes necessary to disconnect at the proper time to live in a world where you didn't come into. In other words, you've got to go back from where you came, and to know where you are going, you must identify the place from which you came. Now, we know that there is a Chinese proverb, which is very wise, that which you pursue flees from you, and that which flees from you pursues you. It's like an endless circle. So in twinning, you've got to step up into the Ark of the Covenant, which has a divine measurement of 27 inches in the width of the comprehension box, or the vibration box, or the understanding box, or the separation of the combination of the two numbers that I'm fixing to give you, which totals a number of 27 and 45 equals 72. Now, when you come into an understanding of 72, you reduce it to a single digit to 7 plus 2 equals 9. 9 is the resurrection number. In other words, you've got to pass from death into life. You've got to be born from above. You have to meet the criteria of the spirit to be spiritually minded, to have that outward man slain, which is a type of king slaying the inward. In this case, when you go out into the outward man, which is death, you perform a murder of self. You must sacrifice yourself. The hardest person to kill is yourself. Now, we can recommend someone that is sick and near death Well, do this to get well. Do that to get well. And we're freely in giving advice. But when it comes to our own self and we're laying suffering on the deathbed, spiritually speaking, in a natural setting, from death unto life, it's hard to make that journey. It's hard to let go of flesh. It's hard to give up our desires of feeling, tasting, hearing, seeing, those understandings of comfort, like taste, touch, feel, that gives a comfort of knowing. You see, what is not seen is the faith that separates the two of the twinning concepts of the outward man and the inward man. Now, we know that the pregnancy of a twinning happens to come about when a woman can become pregnant with twins that come from two separate fathers. Now, it's a rare occurrence, but it's happened before. The rare occurrence would happen if a woman has sexual intercourse and is impregnated by male number one. Then from 1 to 3 days later, that's where we get the dimension of 27 and 45, which equals 72, 3 days in a period of 24 equals 72, she becomes impregnated by male number one, and between the period of 1 to 72, with actual second intercourse with male number two, she can conceive a second child in her womb by two different fathers. Now you say, oh buddy, you're beside yourself. Much learning has made you mad. Where did you really draw the line in the box of your understanding between the physical and the spiritual? Well, let's compare the box of understanding as we stand in the sacred circle, and everybody has to go there at one time or another and reason with themselves. Now, the Bible says, come, let us reason together. Now, what's it talking about? Well, it's really talking about three people: you, yourself, and I. Now, the three-part comprehension here is the twinning ability of male and female producing a spirit being that lives in a carnal body. Now, we, in the result, are spirit beings, if so the spirit of Yahweh dwells in us, and either make the tree good and the fruit good, or the fruit evil and the tree evil. Now, here's where the rubber meets the road. Here's where it gets very, very precarious when you try to relate the spiritual understanding to a physical man or a carnal man, and the two has no relationship together. Now, if I come to you with my understanding void of conception and you plant the seed, then the Bible says immediately, you're in a warfare now. Immediately, Satan comes to steal the seed that was sown, to kill it, or to carry it away. It's the fowls of the air that destroyed, or Abraham, when he was standing in the sacred circle of 27:45, which equals 72, and the spiritual offering which was required, man shall not live by bread alone, the Bible says, but by a spiritual conception of the righteous seed that is not stolen by the thief that come to kill, steal, and destroy. Now, why is it that the seed or the vessel would say to the potter, why have you made me thus? Let's take Cain and Abel. Better yet, let's stop at Cain and Abel and the twinning concept that we're speaking about and go to a deeper understanding of Esau and Jacob. Now, these were twins. And the conception here could have happened. We're not saying that it did, but we're not indicting Rebecca as being the mother of two children that were conceived by two different fathers. And yet all the evidence is there to support the fact that they were light and darkness, that they were yin and yang, that they were carnal and spiritual, that Satan was wrestling against Yahweh, and Yahweh was wrestling against Satan, and the strong man was the one that was vying for supremacy. Now, let me ask you a question. Which is the stronger man? Is it the carnal concepts? Is it easier to understand carnality in the physical world that you find yourself in, separated from the understanding of the tree of life, which you were barred from putting forth your hand? Where is the tree of life? Where does it exist? Now, we know that the tree of life was in you, the hope of glory. And that tree that we were commanded to separate from, to come out from, and to taste not, to touch not, it's almost like a sacred fruit that we're commanded not to partake of anymore. Yet there is a scripture in the Bible that says, come up here and sit with me. And the Bible says that we're caught up together in heavenly places, and it's a fearful thing to fall in the hands of the living. We have fear of heights, but have you ever tried to fall up? You thought about that? That you've got to perform something against nature to fall upward, to be caught up, not to fall over and go down. Down represents the carnality of understanding. Up represents the spiritual aspect of the two beings that's vying for supremacy that controls you or cease to control you. Now remember, I said to be carnal minded is death. To be spiritual minded, male number two, if you will, versus male number one. There is an inward man and there's an outward man. Which man goes back to the Father who gave that spirit, as it's related in the book of Ecclesiastes, the 12th chapter. The Bible, it talks about, and it manifests in the 7th chapter of the book of heaven being stoned to death at the point of death in the physical was made alive in the spiritual and asked the eternal Father or the Spirit to receive his Spirit. Now the Spirit goes back to him that gave it. Now we go back to the garden with Cain and Abel. Here we find Cain, a type of the carnal, versus Abel, a type of the Spirit. Here Abel is slain upon the altar of Cain's superior, the flesh, overpowering the spirit man. How do we overcome the strength of the flesh man to fall upward, as it's related in that final figure of 27 plus 45 equals 72 with the window of conception, which equals when is a fearful thing when you fall upward. Now, it's quite an easy chore. It's thrilling. I mean, you go up in an airplane and jump out of the airplane, which way are you going to go, up or down? Well, the law of gravity will suggest that male number one in this instance, the physical or the carnal, is falling down. Spiritual man number two conceived in the box of his understanding of the conception of 72 equals 9 of 27 and 45 falls upward. Come up here and sit until I make thine enemy thine footstool. Now, who's your enemy? Well, Satan opposes Cain, opposed light versus darkness, and yin versus yang, negative versus positive. We always have a struggle of the twinning effect of our understanding. We'll never reach the level of comprehension until we kill male number one. That's a physical man. By the ability of male number two to fall upward or back to the garden of our understanding through the resurrection factor, which was made by a new and living way, by the blood of the offering that was made upon the torture stake, that forbidden fruit, or the tree of life that we were banned from, except you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life. That sounded cannibalistic to a lot of them, and they went back and walked with him no more. You see, their understanding was carnal. We're talking about his flesh. I have meat to eat you know not of. Talking about man shall not live by bread alone. But the carnal concept is that we have to have three meals a day and eat in between before that we can have the physical strength to overpower the inward man and to help him to submit to us as the stronger man. In other words, if you seek the things without, you're forbidden the fruit within. If you take the time to lay aside and quit eating, fast and pray, seek Yahweh in the day of your youth, go without food for days and hours and minutes and seconds, to use the time wisely, and to become spiritually active, to bind Satan and to cast him out of your understanding, so that you can be caught up and fall upward into the box of understanding of the 72-45 conception of 72 of the birth of the inward man, which is taught within the sacred circle. O twisted man, or the image and the likeness, as Paul said, O wretched man that I am, who will deliver me? Who will give me understanding? Who will come as I offer myself a willing sacrifice, holy and acceptable, as it says in the book of Romans, in the last chapter, or the 15th chapter, in the first verse? To present yourself a living sacrifice. Now, to become a living sacrifice, you've got to kill the outward man. See, it's a reversal of the Adam that brought forth from the garden, or was sent forth from the garden, and found his wife pregnant by the twinning effect of knowing two males. Now, question, who did she know? Did Adam know Eve? Was Eve known by Adam? Or was she exposed to twins, or the twinning effect, spiritually speaking, before she ever physically had the ability to bring forth? Was the forbidden fruit, that's the tree of life. Now, the tree of life was what was withheld from her. Otherwise, she would have lived forever in a carnal setting of understanding, and it would have been a cakewalk to fall down as opposed to falling up. It's hard to fall up. How did I perform the feat of falling upward? To approach the forbidden fruit, which is the tree of life, as opposed to having the tree of death, which is to fall down. It's easy to die separated from our Heavenly Father. O wretched man that I am. When I would do good, evil's always present. And the more evil I do by breaking the law, I become separated from the tree of life, which was given to redeem me from my sins. I couldn't save myself. You couldn't save me. Heaven was searched, beneath the earth was searched, and on the earth was searched, and in heaven was searched, and no one found worthy. Until someone, this was actually a performance based on what he did rather than what you did. So it's not by works that makes me righteous, but it's by the faith acceptance of falling upward, being free to accept something I didn't do because I can't fall upward. Who could make the sacrifice for me? Who paid the price that I might be crowned without any works, without any blood, which was not worthy to be offered? When Cain made his offering, the blood was of a righteous nature, which actually prototypes the inward man, or the new Adam, because the first Adam from heaven became that man that fell upward toward, or back to, from which he came in this twisted image and likeness against the army of the children of corruption who made war with the righteous daily. Paul said, I die daily. And unless you refuse to die daily, I know that some of us have started and made a good start and we fell away. We're told to renew. We're told to reactivate. We're told to hold on. We're told to press toward the mark, which is upward, as opposed to just letting go and falling downward. Like I say, it's a piece of cake to jump out of an airplane and go down, because that's toward with the gravity being like it is, as opposed to flying upward, which is against gravity, which you must do before you can put on that crown that's laid up for you. You got to go to get your crown, and the only way you can do it is to lay aside every day, every little weight and sin that separates you or pregnates you, again, with Cain or the serpent seed mentality of the twinning aspect of the two males that's wrestling and vying for supremacy to rule on your throne. Now, question. Who sits on your throne? Examine yourself to see if you're in the faith. Now, faith is the evidence of things not seen. So you can't see by your works what you've done to become a participant to sit on the throne and to find yourself worthy through the works you've done, because you haven't done anything that made you worthy except by faith. Without faith, it's impossible. Or without light, overcoming darkness, without yang, creating the swing attitude of going up as opposed to coming down in the yang, you know, to be the carnal-minded, like I said, is going down. To be spiritual-minded is to go up. And you know very well that you can't go up with a full stomach. Therefore, you got to empty yourself. You got to fast and pray to be lifted up. I'll draw. Now, how does the Father draw you? When you yourself offer yourself a living sacrifice holy, you fast, you pray, you live a righteous life. I know that in well-doing, you're not to worry, because it becomes a worrying power that you wrestle against daily when you see so many people around you going opposite. In other words, you don't run into many people that's on a fast for 40 days. If we was to really, right now, at this particular moment in time, and we have approximately 7 billion people, let's say, on the earth. Out of the 7 billion, how many in the process of acceptance or with the accountability of elimination, if you will, how many do you think that we would find actively pursuing Yahweh on a 40-day fast? Of the 7 billion people, how many at this particular moment here on a Saturday night, how many do you think that is spiritually active in pursuing Yahweh as a vessel fitted for perfection or a crown of life hunger and thirst after righteousness, the Bible said you shall be filled. How many would you find hungering and thirsting after righteousness, which is the commandment of the two men that must be submitted for examination, and the Bible said examine yourself. And the Bible says when you pray, just a prayer of thought to pass that time with reverence and holiness, as though you are unworthy like the one that prayed that was so embarrassed about praying that he wouldn't even as much as look up toward the Creator because he didn't feel worthy to look on his face. As opposed to the Pharisee that took his works and he looked up boldly and he said, I thank you, Father, that I'm not like this fellow over here, this publican. You see, the comparison of the two, the Pharisee justified himself with works. The other had none and was going by faith that he would somehow be accepted by the shield of faith as opposed to the bucket of I've done this and I've done that and I fast twice a week and I do all this. You see, by the very performance of faith versus works. Now, I know that the problem that you encounter here, it's hard for you to convince Yahweh that you have works. If you refuse to push your plate back, Bible says actually to fast often. It's one of the hardest things that I've ever done, and I've participated just enough to know that I don't like it. My flesh man despises going without something to eat. It's such a joy for the physical man to sit down to a meal of a kernel, to fill his belly and to rub his tummy, and he sleeps good that night because when he fills his belly, just like a hibernating bear, we want to go sleep. When we fast and pray, man, it's hard to get to sleep unless we have the labor that would become sweet to us whether we eat much or eat little. Sleep to a laboring man is sweet whether he eats little or whether he eats much. So there is a level where you can get to past, you know, like the physical requirements of necessary eating, if you'll work while you're hungry, or work while it's light, or stand in the box, and to make your calling and election sure with the active understanding that you've been impregnated, well, not with the seed of Cain, the outward man, but you've created a new being, passed from death unto life, because you have the ability to stand and look up with the faith venture to be accepted whether you eat little or whether you eat much, whether you work little or whether you work much, you're accepted on the unconditional love of an offering that was worthy within that sacred circle upon the tree of where he died to become active for you with the number 9 of the resurrection when he awoke 3 days later, that 72-hour window of impregnation with the Spirit of the Father that was in him became a new creature as you are today, with your understanding becoming fruitful when you go out and win souls. And the Bible says that he that does so is wise when he himself becomes the image and likeness of the sacred, the fathered, the child of the inward man who has chosen those things against nature. Now, let's read the Bible here with the understanding of Eve, who was deceived or beguiled, sexual connotations here now, with the Trinity or the twinning of the impregnated being of the two different fathers in the 72-hour window, one with the seed of Cain. She said, I have gotten a man from the Lord. We read that correctly. I have gotten a man from Yahweh. Now, the word gotten, darkness survived. And when it returned for its blessing, it had none, because it was just on the performance of its works. And he was crestfallen. He fell down with gravity away from Yahweh, or from Yahweh. Opposed. Cain was resurrected because he became a perfect sacrifice, gave his life freely, and by faith, through grace, and that not of himself, he became his brother's keeper. Or he became the master, if you will, with putting on a spiritual parachute and falling upward, as opposed to Cain, who put on his parachute by his works and fell away or from by committing the murder. You know what John 8:44 says in spiritual understanding? Your father is the devil, and the works of your father he will do. He was a liar and a murderer. You see, the carnal man is a liar. He's never going to be accepted back, I don't care how good he is, because he's off the tree of good and evil. You cannot be of the tree of good and evil and go back to heaven because you're not judged on your performance. And I know it's every man would seem right in his own eyes. I know that we trust our own works. But like the publican that would not as much as look up, and in his humility and in submission and humbleness and fearfulness, he was accepted. The Pharisee, by his works of performance, in other words, he did it to be seen. He fasted twice a week. He paid tithes. He done all this thing in a carnal setting and in a jealous rage as he went about doing good so that he could say, oh, I'm a good citizen. And the scripture made him a liar when it said, there's none good. You see how that we oppose ourselves when we come to him in flesh and carnality? And that we need to sit down and become pregnant with a spiritual conception of Matthew 13, of how to overcome the Cain image. Everybody's got Cain's conception. Everybody bears, if you will, the mark of Cain. Spiritually speaking, Cain, the flesh man, can't go back from whence he came. He's barred. He's a carnal. He's death separated. He's of the works that would never be accepted. He's a murderer. He's a liar. Yahweh, who is righteous, branded, he came, the outward man. We all have a conception of the telegamy of bearing the image of the outward. Now, I would like to see this flesh man, as good as it is, or good as it tries to be. And ladies and gentlemen, I've tried to live as righteous as I can, but I find in me a warfare that when I would do good, evil's always present, and the more good I try to do, the more the temptation comes for me to fall away from him as opposed to falling upward toward him. It's a lot easier to fall than it is to jump up. You see how our carnal mind is enmity to Yahweh? You see how that every man's way seems right as Cain did? Cain felt that he had the right to go back even after he killed and become a liar when he said he didn't know where his brother was. He knew. The outward man knows that as long as he survives and as long as he lives, he don't have to meet his maker. He knows that at death, there is a judgment. Cain did not want to die, therefore he brought works. Works were not accepted. Works were rejected because he brought something that he done, trying to cover up something that he'd done far worse by taking something that he couldn't give back. He become a murderer. And he fell away or from, and that's why he said, I have gotten a man from, not toward, not to go up, but to fall away or to come down. Or, if you will, of the yin and the yang, or the light and the darkness, it was always in the negative realm. He could never put together a string of events that would make his life acceptable to the Father without a covering of righteous blood offered up instead of. You see, somebody came and died for me. Somebody came and paid a price for me. I couldn't do it. I wasn't worthy with the earth, the heavens, and everywhere that there was something that was offered, there was no one worthy found until Yahweh himself, that second man from heaven that appeared in the end time to put away sin by the offering of himself. And I take that today that there is someone that stood in for me instead of me, the outward, the Cain nature of myself, as I would try to offer myself to Yahweh, being rejected. I found that when I would do good, evil's always present to accuse me of consciousness that there's none good in, no, not one. I'm not worthy to stand before him because I find myself separated from the commonwealth of the understanding that was given to Cain and Abel. Abel comprehended a better sacrifice than Cain by the offering of a blood. It covered the sin of his mother when she became guilty of telegamy, of stain, of illicit sex, of becoming pregnant with the seed of the serpent that produced an unholy offspring, or someone that was from or against Yahweh. that found it easier to fall off of his understanding rather than produce an understanding by faith to rise to meet with him in heavenly places, which is utterly impossible for the outward man to do. But it's very easy for him to fall away and to separate himself and to hide from ever having to appear in the carnal to face his works, which there's none good, no, not one. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight, and I've enjoyed getting into the box of the 72 conception of 45 and 27 added together creates a 72 or a 3-day comprehension of the time it would take to twin one fathered by Satan and the second fathered by Yahweh, not Adam. You see, ladies and gentlemen, Adam didn't know Eve until after she was spiritually impregnated with the two seeds. Adam didn't have a son until the 5th chapter of the book of Genesis. He didn't bear in his image till there was two images that came and presented itself before the Father, one good and one bad, one live and one dead, one yin and one yang, one light and one darkness, one good and one bad, and one accepted and one rejected. Now, ladies and gentlemen, how are you going to offer yourself to the Father? You're going to spiritually have to be born from above. You're going to have to run into someone with an understanding greater than your own that's willing to kill you with the spirit of righteousness and understanding that would present the dilemma of you falling upward as opposed to falling away or downward with your understanding. May Yahweh bless you. May Yahweh create a way for you to find the truth. Because everyone that is offered up must stand upon his understanding to know Yahweh and to choose this day who you will serve. You're listening to Pastor Buddy tonight. Call me. Area code 423-351-1082. You can write me tonight. Pastor Buddy, that's all you need. Post Office Box 568. Sweetwater, one word, Sweetwater, Tennessee, 37874. And area code 423-351-1082. Now, if you would like to go to our website for an article that we're speaking from tonight, which would identify the crime of Cain in a jealous rage killed his brother Abel. It's like Satan slayed the Messiah when he came here on earth. It was reenacted from Genesis 3:15. The two seeds, one good and one bad. The evil seed overcame the good seed. Well, when the good seed fell into the earth, after 72 hours or 3 days, it rose again with the resurrection number of 9. 9 is the number of resurrection, or the spirit man. You turn 9 upside down, it becomes 6, which is the number of the outward man, Cain. And therefore you have the great mystery that Yahweh give us in that little box called the Ark, which was 27 inches wide and 45 inches long, which totaled together of 72, reduced to 9, which is the part that we have spoke to you tonight with the understanding of twinning or telegamy. That one that got the first seed, that would be Satan, Cain, and the second man was from heaven, that would be Abel, who came forth and like submitted to darkness without any resistance. We are killed all day long before the effects of reaching the resurrection number without works, when we are more than conquerors through his death. We overcome the murderer and the liar. Ladies and gentlemen, you'll never know how the seed of the evil is here in the earth, lying and murdering every day. Our understanding and comprehension of the spirit man who's fallen upward. May Yahweh give you understanding tonight, and may Yahweh find it necessary to call you, to give you a chance and an opportunity to offer yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable. Now, some present themselves, as I said, with the righteous understanding of presenting herself a living sacrifice. Now, it indeed has a show in will worship. You can get a Pharisee attitude real quick by your own works. But when you boast of someone else's works by faith and stand on that, that you don't present yourself through his blood or your blood, but his blood. Not Cain's blood, but Abel's blood, which was the number 9 of resurrection of 2745 equals 72. And may Yahweh give you understanding, and may he enlighten you on your pursuit toward the high calling, which is just a reasonable service as you present yourself a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to Yahweh. May your pursuit in this life, may you gain the time, or maybe you would take the time to visit someone that will have the ability to lead you and guide you to the tree of life, Yahweh, and may his name be called over you in water baptism for the remission of sin, that you might receive the Holy Ghost. I'll see you next Saturday night around the world, WWCR, 5890 on your radio dial. Pastor Buddy and the Shepherd's Call. May Yahweh bless you.